today on Real Radio.
But it's getting scary. Stand. It's getting loud. Stand. The wind is blowing. Stand. Everybody hates me. Stand. It's scary. Stand. Stand. Paul is saying, stand. And when you think it's time to sit down, stand again.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, in a lesson called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, Pastor Jack looks at the book of John, chapter 14, when Jesus is about to send his disciples into the world without him personally. Their hearts were troubled by this, but he encouraged them not to be anxious over coming events. You know, our hearts can also be fearful when we're facing hard times. We are prone to get upset just like the disciples were as they anticipated the difficult journey ahead. But Jesus wants us to stop worrying by keeping our eyes on him and to have a sure foundation in the power of his word. Today, Pastor Jack wants us to shield ourselves in faith when we face the bombardments of false teaching, apathy, and godlessness. We can also stay protected in Christ through his righteousness whenever we're tempted by worldly distractions and desires. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Bible teaches that God's kids have got an anointing upon them that's given to them by God, and it is the Holy Spirit who is the custodian of their life. The Holy Spirit. So what does that mean? It means that if this pen is me and my body would be the Holy Spirit, he's like this. He's like this with me. He's like this with you. Always, always watching over me. Okay, watch this. Look at verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, the Holy Spirit. And you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Translation, what does that mean? The Holy Spirit, watch this, because he dwells in you. If I teach something other than the Bible, this is serious. If I teach something other than the Bible, I would pray that everyone in this church would say, whoa, I don't know why that's wrong. I just know it's wrong. An alarm goes off. It's amazing. And the moment you became a Christian, he was doing that in your life. The moment you said yes to Jesus, the Holy Spirit took you and he put you in his care. And if you heard the teachings of a cult or something weird, your antenna went up. Even though you were so young in the Lord, you couldn't explain why it was wrong. You knew it was wrong. Are you with me? Are you with me? There are people who sit in churches. They don't know what I'm talking about right now. They're just church people. They're just religious people. They don't know anything about this anointing. They're just religious people. They're lost. They don't have them inside of them. They hear something that's like, that's nice. Oh, isn't that sweet? What a nice sentiment. And it's totally godless. They don't have the anointing. You need to know that right now going into the new year. There are going to be people, I'm making this up right now, I hope. There are going to be people sitting right next to you in church that have no understanding. They have no anointing. The word would be discernment. They don't get it. Everything's fine with them. Oh, did you see? Oh boy, am I going to get in trouble. I was at Barnes & Noble this week, and the most famous man in all of Christianity. I mean, you say something against him and you're going to take on the hounds of what, I don't know. But I couldn't walk away from the title of the book. The title of the book was The Power of I Am. In capital letters. I Am in capital letters is the name of God. Did you know that? Ego Emi, the eternal one. So I opened it up, started reading. Did you know that you have the power? Did you know that if you say, I'm quoting now, if you say that you're old and you're tired, that age and fatigue will follow you all day long until it consumes you. Did you know that? Did you know that if you say, I am powerful, did you know that you'll be powerful all day long? Did you know that if you confess, if you declare by being your I am, that you can create what it is you need? Now, if the Holy Spirit is not sending an alarm up regarding that in your life, then you don't have the anointing. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's heresy. Don't write me. I'm not going to read your letter. But you should get your money back. The third thing is, let not your heart be troubled, church, in the face of increasing cultural evils and godlessness. Cultural evils, man, that's a loaded gun. Cultural evils, that could be anything. We could spend forever talking about this. Ephesians 6:13 goes on to say, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. See, you guys, God has given us everything we need to get suited up, to go out into the elements, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Do you think maybe we're living at least in some form of an evil day right now? Well, it's going to get worse, but it's pretty bad out there. And you and I live in the best place in the world right now. And it's still crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Oh my goodness. You guys, listen to him speak to us. Translation. Stand. Okay. But it's getting scary. Stand. It's getting loud. Stand. The wind is blowing. Stand. Everybody hates me. Stand. It's scary. Stand. When's it gonna be over? What does he say? Stand therefore. Was it Winston Churchill who said it's always too soon to quit? Stand. Paul is saying, stand. And when you think it's time to sit down, stand again. I can't take it. I can't. Yes, you can take it. Jesus Christ will never give you and I more than what we can bear through him. Are you guys listening to this? Because I'm going to remind you in 2016, honestly, when you come up and say, I don't know why this is happening to me. I'm going to say, were you there? Were you there? Cultural evils and godlessness. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Truth. Please circle the word truth. It's, look, it is definite. It's emphatic. It's the truth of God. Truth. Truth doesn't move with the wind. I have a barometer and a variometer on my computer, and it tells me these weather things. You can get, it's an app. There's an app for that. And have you? I don't know if you've noticed, but I knew, based upon my app, that the wind was going to blow real hard yesterday. I knew a few days ago. Chad, you know that? Because the app told me. There was a freeze warning. I knew this 3 days ago. Because listen, through instrumentation and through the study of meteorology, you can make determinations. And there's equipment that monitors invisible things, barometric pressure and things like this. Things can be known. And I want you to be thinking about the fact that there are things that are indicating storms approaching. There's a storm warning, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, and this church should be smarter than the average church. I mean it. Because you're sitting in a church that in 2007 stood for the definition of marriage based upon Bible, the Bible, God's definition of marriage. It's only right to acknowledge God who invented the concept and the institution of marriage. It didn't exist without him. He said, this is what it is. Now, you listen. I'm telling you what God says marriage is. That's not my opinion. I'm regurgitating to you what God says marriage is. But listen, the culture, I should change that. Not the culture. Some within the culture manipulated the day. And in the state of California, one homosexual judge overturned 6.7 million votes. 3 weeks later, resigned his judgeship. Cultural evils, ladies and gentlemen. Look, if you want to be a homosexual, that's your business. You can go do that. You have the freedom in this country to go do that. But to change marriage, now you're going up against the God of heaven. You can do whatever you want to do. But there was a sacred, holy institution that is now gone. Cultural evils and godlessness. Abortion. God says, I create life. And no one has the right to take it, but God says, only him. And we, as a culture, have declared ourselves to be God. We decide who lives. We're no better than Adolf Hitler. We pick. Gender determination. God says again in Genesis, I make them male and female. Did you know that? Even if someone's confused, and my heart goes out to someone who's confused, their biology will dictate, though, what bathroom they should use and what showers they should use. But not when cultural evils are running the day and godlessness is in office, ladies and gentlemen. I find it interesting that none of the news reporters wanted to carry our campaign in their news articles while we were gathering signatures until after we were defeated. And now we're front page. This church, me, and our statewide effort, they're very happy and big mouth now to report that we failed. Hey, listen. We will be able to say, when their kids are subjected to sexual assault and sexual mental abuse, we told you. In fact, I'm asking everyone to adjust their lifestyle so that they can get their kids into private school or homeschooling immediately. I've got school teachers who attend this church who have been reprimanded because already kids were told by their parents, kids, go into the opposite bathroom now. It's your right. And we have teachers in this church that are having to cope with that. When they ask the kid, why are you in this bathroom? My mom and dad said I can. They're not even gender confused. Mom and dad said, go do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we told you this was going to come. Our hands are clean. We have exposed our children to evils that the outcome is yet unwritten, and it's not going to be good. Get your kid out of the public school system in California. It's going to get bad. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. I know what's right. I want this for me. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. That's hilarious. After doing all that, they go to church on Sunday, but deny its power. And from such, turn away. Get away from them. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. 50 Shades of Grey. You say, well, what's wrong with that? Why don't you join the ministry? And I'll show you what's wrong with that. Perfectly good, normal moms get into these neighborhood sex clubs as they read the books 50 Shades of Grey. And then fantasizing, and some of them getting involved in lesbian relationships or coming home and saying, I'm done with this marriage. I want some excitement. You're boring. Yeah, why don't you sign up for ministry? Because that's what's going on. Amazing. Please, Jesus, come. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But here's what we can get dressed in. Galatians 5, verse 16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, surround yourself with the Lord, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Listen, Christian, I'm talking to the Christian this morning. We stand for Jesus. We live for Jesus in 2016. The world's going to launch its attack against us, and we got to fight. It's going to be a fight. But thank God for the fight. That means you're alive. Fight. Number four, we're pilgrims, and Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled in the face of increasing biblical ignorance and apathy. Gallup helped me out this morning. Right before service, I walked out here, got a A news notification on my phone, opened it up, and the Gallup poll this morning says that for the first time at this level in American history, there are less people attending church in America now than any other time. Apathy. Biblical ignorance. Apathy. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15 says, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one that Satan launches at us." Biblical ignorance and apathy. It's growing big time. Amazing. But we can be wrapped in this. Here it is. We can be wrapped in this fact, knowing this. That the Spirit expressly says in the last days, some will depart from the faith. Wow. How come? Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, false doctrine. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Isn't that sad, you guys? People you and I know are going to depart from the faith in 2016. Family members, friends, they're going to depart from the faith. The Bible says in the last days, there are some going to walk out on the faith because they're listening to stuff that makes them feel better, gives them a temporary fix. You know, we all go through this. I must confess, I really sinned this last few days hugely. I love eating health food. I feel good, but I sin big time because you know what? It's Christmas. And my wife makes the most demonic poppy seed cake in the world. But she thought she'd try her hand at making cheesecake, homemade cheesecake from scratch. Well, it's her first time making it. It can't be good. It was perfect. So what happened? I ate this cheesecake. It was so good. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I'm hurting. I'm going through these withdrawal. I mean, this is the sickness. Oh my gosh, sugar overload. Look, right in front of me, I had the good stuff to eat and I had this tempting stuff to eat. One makes you feel good for days and days and days. The other one in 5 minutes is gonna make you feel sick. But man, it tastes way better than that hummus and that broccoli. The Bible says sin is pleasurable for a season. Oh, come on. Come on, just take a bite. Right? Said Satan to Eve, just take a bite. Said Lisa to Jack. No, I'm kidding. She's not here right now. She's coming to second service. But here's what we can put on so we know what's going on. Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And then number 5, we'll end with this. Let not your heart be troubled in the face of increasing false doctrines and emotionalism. Verses 17 and 18, but take the helmet of salvation. Notice it goes on your head. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that the implement of salvation is not like like underwear? Okay, the salvation issue is not shoes. The helmet, the salvation issue is not elbow pads. It is the helmet of salvation that goes on your head. You lose your head, you lose everything. There's nothing worse. Listen, the Bible says that the head of the church is Jesus, but I wonder how many churches have heads. False doctrine and emotionalism is destroying people. False doctrine, but I mean by this, the reinventing of Jesus. Well, I view Jesus this way, and my Jesus would never say this. It's very amazing because they're describing a Jesus that you can't find in the Bible. But they got a Bible underneath their arm. They have a Bible. So where is that Jesus in the Bible you just talked about? Well, I just believe, you know. They've got Jesus now back. Look, many of us survived the 70s. They had Jesus back as a hippie. They got a rude awakening coming. He's coming back with his flame. His eyes are a flame of fire, and out of his mouth goes a sharp two-edged sword. The Bible says Jesus is coming back and his robe is splattered in blood. That just freaks out the peacenecks these days. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. He's going to come back and judge the wickedness of this world. And emotionalism. It's killing the church. So here's what we put on in ending. This is what we put on. I'll read it to you in length. 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning at verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. If I stopped reading right there, you would think that the Lord would come as a thief in the night to you. But I'm not done reading. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. As labor pains upon a pregnant woman, they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, and let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we live or die, wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Isn't that awesome? Notice, when you look around this world in 2016 and you say, wow, what's happening? And we'll talk more about this on New Year's Eve, what's going on with Russia and the Middle East and Syria, and what is that with Bible prophecy? Man, when you see that stuff, it's like, okay, wow. I'm not surprised. I was sad when San Bernardino was attacked, but I wasn't surprised. Were you surprised? I wasn't surprised. If Los Angeles gets nuked by some foreign attacker or terrorist or nation, I'll be very sad, but I'm not going to be surprised. Would you be surprised? Would you be surprised if there was a massive terrorist attack on Washington, D.C.? But there's going to be a lot of people surprised. But what about Jesus coming back? Listen, we're not going to be surprised. We feel it. Can you feel it? It's like, I don't know when, and I don't want to know when, and no man knows the day or the hour. That's impossible, but you kind of got a gut feel something big coming. I don't know what it is. I hope it's him coming back. That'd be great. Oh, you Christians, always trying to escape everything. Amen, hallelujah. That's right. And then, final verse of the day, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I'm going to ask you to stand, and I want to commission you, because I won't be with you guys. I mean, I'm assuming some of you will not be able to come on New Year's Eve. So let's take advantage of this last Sunday. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads in prayer. I want to pray over you. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom, spiritual understanding, and that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, that you would be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Turning from godless living and sinful pleasures, we should live in this world in holiness and righteousness devoted to God.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. Thanks for listening. Pastor Jack's desire is for you not to give up, but to press hard into the Lord in this coming new year, and to take with you the great lessons from the past. And we'll continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. By the way, did you know if you ever miss a radio program here on Real Radio, it's real easy to catch up. Let's say we're in the middle of a series and you're kind of catching us halfway through or partway through anyway, and you want to catch up on what you might have missed, or maybe you want to share it with a friend. It's real easy to do. Just simply go to our website. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And a few points, a few clicks, you'll be catching up with the lessons in no time at all. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.